Hi guys, this is Evanus Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the breeding and breaking your new cat boy slave audio. specifically for people who might usually struggle with or shy away from audios revolving around non-consent. So this is a very non-consensual audio. there's a lot of, you know, slapping and struggling and forcing involved, which I know is not the easiest topic for a lot of people. I think what I want to talk about in this aftercare is the fact that, first off, no people were harmed in the making of this audio. Everybody's okay. And again, this is a pretty fantastical, unrealistic situation for the most part. But that being said, you know, this is not something that people should be doing, which is, you know, hopefully would go without saying. But, you know, you never know. There's some just people out there. You never know, right? But really, there are... I do a lot of talking in rambles and aftercares about the, like, primary, like, thesis statements of audios for myself, right? A lot of audios, I have, like, a set feeling or, like, a set, like, a fandom that I want to, like, express or, like, make the listener feel, right? I want to, like, make the listener feel powerful. I want to make the listener feel scared or something like that. And this one was sort of like the third category, which is like, I have a feeling that I myself want to express. This is definitely like an I want to express a feeling audio. I was honestly just really tired this week. Work has been really long. I think I've been working pretty hard at like some of the past couple weeks of audio. Like, I put a lot into like scripting or outlining or recording or like writing songs and whatnot, and I'm not by any means burnt out. I'm currently working on another project for an audio that like requires a lot of effort and like creativity stuff. It's just a lot, and I wanted to put something out this week, so I just, like, this audio is basically like me taking a break for myself. You know, I didn't think about the world building. I didn't think about the character development. I didn't think about the interpersonal relationships. I just thought about, like, I want to be, you know, I wanted to be, you know, treated this way in a reasonable and like safe environment, right? And like, you know, there's nobody here. I live alone. So the only person whose consent I needed was my own, and I gave it to myself. But yeah, so stuff like this. I understand is not a safe place for everybody, right? But I think this was a safe place for me. Expressing this fantasy, right? And I can see how, for a lot of people, it might not have been. So, first off, I want to say, now that I'm, what, 4 minutes into the aftercare, first off, you know, if you didn't enjoy this audio, or if you didn't even listen to it because you knew it was going to trigger you, like, that's okay. That's good. You know, I think it's important always for people to be able to draw boundaries for themselves. I never want somebody to force themselves to listen to an audio of mine and become uncomfortable due to it. That's like far worse to me than them not listening at all. You know, like, I really want people to be like emotionally safe and mentally responsible over what they are engaging in. So if you're somebody who just shows up to listen to the aftercare for this kind of stuff, you know, welcome. You're allowed to be here. You're valid. You're all valid. But yeah, this, this was me expressing myself in a way. This is definitely a fantasy that I have. And I think it's fine if you don't share it. I think that's normal, you know? And it's normal to have that fantasy, right? Everybody comes from different places. But yeah, so nobody was hurt. You know, I did, you know, I'll like slap my own face a little bit in this one, but I was really into it, you know? And if this is something that somebody ever does with a partner, you know, I would fully expect them to have a, you know, a full consent discussion about it beforehand, you know, establishing boundaries, establishing safe words, you know, no matter what the situation is, you know, people's consent and safety should be paramount, should be the absolute most important thing. Another thing I want to touch on is how did I tag this? Hang on, give me a second. The resistance to enjoyment is how I currently have it tagged. I might change that, but this is something that's probably, I always like to talk about in the aftercare for people who don't necessarily like seek out non-consent, is defining what consent and non-consent are, right? Like clearly the first like two-thirds of this audio are extremely non-consensual, right? And is pretty tagged as such. That resistance to enjoyment tag, I feel pretty strongly about that. I don't believe, you know, being non-consented into enjoyment counts as consent. That's not something I count as consent, right? Unless it's like a role play and it's being played out between two fully consenting parties, right? That doesn't count, right? Consent doesn't mean no, then yes, right? Consent means yes, 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 yes. So that's just important for me to define, because I think it's sometimes an excuse that people use, that like malicious minded people may fall back on, right? Like, oh, well, they liked it eventually, so like, you know, I was just giving them what they wanted the whole time. Like, no, that's not how it works, you know. If there's an absence of consent at any given time, that's not consent. And that's just really, I don't know why it's so important for me to lay that out, but it is, right? I think I'm afraid of somebody, of two sides, right? Like, I want people to recognize that, like, just because somebody eventually enjoys themselves doesn't mean it's consent, unless they, you know, agree to it the entire time. And also, like, if that's something that somebody has used against someone else, right, I would want the person that it happened to, you know, be able to acknowledge for themselves sort of what that is, and also accept that it's not okay, and also that it's not their fault, right? It's really important to me that, you know, somebody doesn't feel like it's their fault for something happening to them, right? If somebody started to enjoy themselves eventually, even if it's against their will, right? Like, it's not something that I would want somebody to guilt themselves over. So, yeah, I mean, like, it, the aftercare gets a little heavy sometimes, but I think it's important, right? And it's, the purpose of these is really to ground people and make sure we're all on the same page, right? This community is a good place for us to safely explore and express things that we want to. There are a lot of things that we do here that help us learn about ourselves. There are a lot of things here that like help us learn about other people and how to communicate and how to be clear and how to establish boundaries. And I think that's beautiful. And part of that is just, you know, establishing boundaries is beautiful. And if part of your boundaries is that, you know, you're not into this stuff, then that's, I think that's beautiful at the end of the day. So, yeah. You're valid. Thank you for swinging by. And thank you if you listened. Thanks for listening. If you didn't listen, then it's also super cool. Yeah. Bye.